name is Mick. If you're a visitor, I'm the vicar here. It's a great privilege to speak on Christmas Day. A little thought for Christmas in a moment. But before that, I want us all to say a big thank you. Lots of people we have had up to this point, and we're still two seasonal Sundays to go. We have next Sunday and the Sunday after, which is Epiphany Sunday on the 6th of January. But we've already seen more people than ever through the church. We'll see way over 4,000 people through the church. Been very busy. And a lot of people have worked very hard. Some people have given up their Christmas morning to come, particularly Ruth on the balcony, and Hugh stepped in, Becca and Duncan, and many other musicians and people who serve coffee. And as you've all gone, hoovered the carpets, put all the chairs back. So we're so grateful for the team here. So let's give them a round of applause. Our theme this December, a little thought for Christmas now, and then we've got a final carol, and then we can welcome again each other and wish each other a happy Christmas. In this moment, you may be thinking, did I actually turn the oven on or not? You'll find out when you get home. And then there's no coffee at the end of this gathering, but there is a wonderful gold coin on the way out. Parents, do not let your children eat the tin foil. As happened last year. Not very good to eat at all, but there is a gold coin on the way out. We Love Christmas has been our theme over in December. And during this time, we've seen lots of people. We've eaten cake. I was trying to think of three things to put down here, and they all begin with C. We've eaten cake, and who's eaten cake already during Christmas? Anybody? Yes. Who has but doesn't want to admit it because you feel guilty by doing that? Okay, we've sent Christmas cards. Who sent Christmas cards? Yes. Who hasn't sent Christmas cards? Humbug. Well done. That's good. Be radical. Don't send one. And but we've also sung lots and lots and lots of Christmas carols. But Christmas means different things to different people. Christmas, let's just blow the word up. Christmas. We love Christmas. And I received photographs recently of a friend of mine called Alex Absalon, and he's a pastor, church pastor, in Long Beach, California. And I chat with him quite regularly. And he chats with me at the time at 5:30 in the evening when I chat with him. It's in the morning there. And he's taking the dog for a walk. And on this particular, a few weeks ago, he sent me some pictures. This was Christmas in Long Beach. These are some photographs that he took. He couldn't help taking them. This one here, I think, that is not real snow. That is plastic. And you can buy that in the shops over there. You can buy rolls of plastic snow. And he said the lawns are covered in plastic snow. This second one here is plastic snow, but also reindeer. I think these are reindeer, and they light up. The one on the left you can't see is in a pose. And when asked what the pose is, this is a reindeer, this is true. It's actually pooing, this reindeer on the left there. And the one in the middle is looking rather askance, and the mother's turned her back on them and is walking away. That's actually real. And then this, my all-time favorite is this one. This sums up the real and true meaning of Christmas. And here we are. We've got Santa on an elephant. A blow-up, not a shark, but an elephant. What really worries me is this slightly bizarre snowman in the window. It really does look like one of those houses you don't want to go around to for a coffee on Christmas Eve, isn't it? So, Christmas means different. God bless the USA. Any Americans here? Casey, God bless you. You need him, I'm telling you. But for most of us in this church on Christmas morning, we would have some sense that Christmas means Christ. It's something to do with Christ. And this is the image we've been showing over Christmas at all our gatherings. The nativity scene, Mary, Joseph, the baby in the manger, and the kind of stable-y thing that he was born in. It was a cave, actually, most scholars believe. But actually, that is the image of Christmas. And the Bible says this about this spectacular day 2,000 years ago. This very day your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And so Christmas Day is about Christ. Yes, he's the reason for the season, and it's his birthday today. That's what we celebrate. But actually, more than the reason for the season, he is the hope for our world. Christians, if you're a Christian here, believe it. Only Jesus has the answer to what we're going through in our world, without a shadow of a doubt. We just need to believe it a little bit more. And once we believe that, every day we have hope rather than concern. We have peace instead of anxiety and worry about the future. This very day your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. So this day is about Christ. And as we enjoy our blow-up sharks and presents today, somewhere in the midst of the day, if you're a Christian, maybe when you have your dinner, your lunch, your tea, whatever it is, say a prayer, say grace. I'm not going to ask you to put your hands up. As a Christian, we should all give thanks at the meal table on this day, that on this day we remember your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. But also, Christmas is about Christ, but it's also, we love Christmas because it's also about love. And again, love means different things to different people. I love this picture we've been showing over Christmas of Isaac. Is he in today? Where is he? He's there. A different Isaac. That's not that Isaac. Where's the other Isaac? Where's he gone? He's what? He's in room 6. Right, he's a star. That's a great picture of Isaac. But also, it's about, this day is about showing love to people. Now, it may be a bit difficult around the lunch table when it gets a little bit hairy, but somewhere in the midst of that, we need to know that we love particularly our families. And this is a shot from last year. This is our family. This is Family Woodhead. There we go. And we'll take a similar one this year. And so families at Christmas are important. And actually, those who are outside our family, Christmas is a day to remember love, and particularly with our family. Christmas is about love, and it's about expressing love, but it's about showing love. And actually, when we remember this, I think this will come up again on the screen now. This image is the one, as I finish before we sing our final carol, this is the image somehow we need to remember, because when we read in the Bible that love is patient, love is kind, love is generous, love is not self-seeking, love is thinking about others before ourselves, all these things are counter to the culture we live in today, where we see today that the culture today says, it's about me, I need to get on, never mind everybody else, charity begins at home, never mind those other people over there. And this day shows us it's different. This day shows that life can be different. Because we love Christmas because we love Christ. And he is the difference. And as the leader of this church, this Christmas day, I want to say a prayer in a moment, then we sing our final carol, then we finish 45, 50 minutes. That this day is a day when we hold hands, we will do in a minute, we hold hands around a meal table. Teenagers learn how to hold hands. It's good to hold hands with parents when you get older. Kids learn how to do this. Show people you love them, especially those near to us. And when we learn to do it with those near to us, we then start to do it with those who are not so near, those that we don't know that well. And how do we do that? We do it with a smile. We do it with an act of kindness. We do it with a generous spirit. Somebody said to me recently, all you ever talk about, Mick, at the front, is kindness, smiling, and lots of hugs. And my response to them was, well, it's not a bad start, is it? Is it? It's not a bad start. If we all did that a bit more, I think the world would be a happier and better place to live in. Because that's what Jesus did. He brought love. He brought welcome. He brought generosity into a world which was just the same as it is now. All about me, but not this day. Because this day, your Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. So, on behalf of all the staff team here, we're going to pray in a minute. I'm going to ask the musician to come out. On behalf of all the team here, we've not quite finished. Got two more Sundays left. We'd love to see you. Helen will give a plug at the end. We've got Sunday services still going through to 6th of January. And then actually, all year, we're here every Sunday. We open every Sunday for business. I mean, it's amazing. We'd love to see you. If you are a visitor and you're near to us here in Sheffield, come and visit with us. And we're so excited because next year in this church, we're starting something called the Grow Project, and we're learning how to love again. We're learning as a church family how to live the life of Jesus. Because if you want to experience the life of Jesus and all the love he has for us, we've got to start living the lifestyle of Jesus. And I'm so excited on the 14th of January, we begin that project. Again, come and join us. Give it a go. See what God can do with us.